Thank you very much, everyone, for coming tonight. I really appreciate it. And I'm also very pleased to be hosting an event in partnership with the Sheffield Climate Alliance as well. And I want to make sure we have more events and we do more things to engage people in Sheffield. I just want to make a couple of very, very brief remarks. I promise they'll be brief. To set a tone, really, about what we expect and about our ambitions for tonight and also our ambitions as an administration as well. I'm not under any illusions, and the council isn't under any illusions at all, that climate change is absolutely the biggest threat facing humanity today. It is a crisis, and it should be. We should talk about it in the language of crisis and in the language of emergencies. It is the biggest economic crisis we face. It is the biggest social crisis we face. It's the biggest political crisis that we face, and it's the biggest humanitarian crisis we face as well. And I'm also very clear that what motivates me in the morning, what gets me up in the morning, is social justice. And I know that climate change is the biggest social justice issue facing us this century, in that it will affect poorer people more than richer people, and poorer countries more than richer countries as well. And I don't think anyone, I'm sure we'll see this in the presentation, so without wanting to steal any thunder, should be under any illusion about the scale of the challenge that we face. So in every single year for the last 30 years, carbon emissions have risen, with one year's exception. The average energy bills have risen by £350 in the last 4 years, which is a direct result of climate change. And food prices, I've got responsibility for food in the council as well, and food banks too. And food prices have risen faster in the last 5 years than at any time since the Second World War, which is also a clear consequence of climate change. So none of us should pretend or ignore or excuse climate change. We need to be very clear that we are seeing the consequences of this start to happen today. And if what I'm saying as a council, what we say as an administration, that if tackling climate change, it's very light and dark in this room, isn't it? That if can we have some lights on, Joan? Thank you. If tackling climate change isn't our top priority, if tackling climate change isn't our top priority as a city, it doesn't really matter what our second priority is, actually. So that's why we've done a whole range of things. That's why we'll be installing electric vehicle charging points later this year in Sheffield. That's why we'll be installing gas refill points as well. Through the Streets Ahead project that I manage, we'll be replacing all of Sheffield's 65,000 LED lights, which will reduce our electricity bill by about 40% and our carbon emissions too. The Better Bus project is starting to have an impact, perhaps not at the pace that any of us would want to see, but we are starting to see an impact in terms of improved carbon emissions from buses. And we've got Britain's largest energy network and its lowest rates of landfill. So Sheffield, we've got a good pedigree, a good place to start a discussion about climate emissions and about carbon emissions and about climate change. And I think that on the whole, cities exaggerate and councils exaggerate what we can achieve in the short term and underestimate what we can achieve in the long term as well. So beyond specific projects, what I wanted to talk about and what I hope this is effectively the first meeting of is the Green Commission that we will have later this year in Sheffield, in order to kickstart our focus as a city and kickstart the action that we need to take. We will be launching a Green Commission, only the second in the entire country, to complement the work that our Fairness Commission as a council undertook earlier this year as well. And I think there's three key aspects that we need to make sure that Green Commission's focus is on. One is about making sure that we identify the areas we need to target and what actions we can take to make progress and to reduce carbon emissions. One is about making sure that we take those actions and there is clear delivery, there is a clear plan, there is a clear model for actually making some of those things happen. And then thirdly, I think we need to set out a very brave and compelling vision for what we want Sheffield to look like as well. Because I know that if we're going to talk about emergencies and if we're going to talk about crises, there is only so much that talk, there's only so far that talking can get you, that actually we have got to take action that is commensurate, that matches the scale of that challenge. And I don't think we're doing that as a city at the moment. I don't think we're doing it as a country, and I don't actually think we're doing it as a society either. And I'm fully aware of the scale of that challenge. So I'm a super keen, I guess, if we were to do the voting again, I would be one of those people who is super keen. I want to make sure that we support as a council our city to be as super keen as possible. And there is a lot that we need to do, and I need your help with, to educate people, to talk to members of the public, to make sure that everyone understands the crisis that we face as a species and the crisis that we face in particular as a city, because the council, the 10 of us in the cabinet, can't do everything. Actually, there's an argument that says we shouldn't do everything. So we really have got to work together, and that's why I was so pleased to host this debate. So I just want to finish really by recognising that the cost of getting this wrong, the cost of ducking the issues that we're talking about tonight, doesn't bear thinking about. In terms of the discussion we had this afternoon, I think it was very clear that actually the riskiest action to take is no action. And the second riskiest action to take is insufficient action. And so taking those bold and radical steps that I know we all need to talk about and we all need to get happening is in a way the lowest risk option that we're faced with. And I'm really clear about that, and we need to make sure we work together to convince other people and the rest of our city about the importance of that too. So that's the scale in terms of ambition. Our administration has said we will be the boldest ever in terms of climate change, in terms of carbon reduction, in terms of taking big, difficult decisions that will sometimes be very unpopular with some parts of our community. We have laid down that gauntlet. This event and then the Green Commission is the first part of recognising that challenge and starting to take some action. I'm really grateful that you've all come tonight. You've got some fantastic presentations that we're going to hear from, and I'm really looking forward to a really robust and challenging and brave discussion with all of you afterwards. Thank you very much.